Jeff and Margaret walked out of a movie theater. Margaret was crying. The movie had upset her. Jeff was really embarrassed at her outburst, and was pissed off that he had lost face by having to leave the movie with a whiny bitch. She said that the man in the movie reminded her of someone. He said shut the fuck up, and he flagged down a taxi cab. He then informed her that he was breaking up with her and that it was over. She was baffled and thought he was joking. Jeff got into the taxi cab, and when she tried to join him, he closed the door and held it shut. He told the taxi driver to gun that shit. So the taxi driver drove off and he flipped her off. Then he told the taxi driver he wanted to go to the theater that they were just at, so the taxi driver drove around the block instead of doing a U-turn so he could make more money. When they got back, Jeff rolled down the window and Margaret was still crying. She looked up and her eyes lit up when she saw Jeff had returned. She knew he was just kidding. But then Jeff just pointed and laughed and said, "Emma, you're such a bitch," and then he told the taxi driver to drive off again, so he did. Then Jeff said, "Hey, let's go back to the movie theater again," so the taxi driver went around the entire city and back, so he made like $400. Then, when Jeff got back, he saw Margaret again and he told her that he was just kidding after all. She approached the taxi, and when she got near the door, he flung it open into her and knocked her on her ass, and then he got out of the car and laughed really loud, but he left his wallet in the taxi, and the taxi driver said adios amigos and drove off, and the fare was like $9,000, so he got ripped off really bad, so he got another taxi, flagged down and told him to chase after the other taxi. The taxi driver said, "You don't have any money, 'cause that guy said he has your wallet." So Jeff took Margaret's purse and threw her out of the taxi, when she tried to get in, and they drove around for about 2 days till they ran out of gas and the fares of both cars was like $80,000, so he paid it, but he got his wallet back, but it wasn't his wallet, because he never left his wallet in the taxi, because it was actually in his pocket, so he paid the fare with Margaret's credit card, but it was declined, because she had gotten it cancelled in the 2 day period it took for him to drive around in the taxi, so he stole the taxi cab and he told him he'd give it back for $80,000, so they said okay, and when he did they said, "Wow, you're a fucking moron, you owe us $80,000 and he said, "But that wasn't the deal," and they laughed at him for a while, then they beat his ass for about 2 minutes and threw his unconscious body in the trunk. They drove him to Super Evil Taxiland, where you go if you can't pay your fare, and he met Luigi, who was the owner, but not Luigi from Super Mario Brothers, a different Luigi from Italy, and he was in a video game for the NES named Super Mario Brothers, but not that one, a bootleg version. So Luigi said, "Wow, you owe me a shitload of money," and Jeff said, "No, I don't," and then Luigi said, "Oh yeah, I forgot," so Jeff got to leave. Then after Jeff left, Luigi said, "Wait a minute, yeah, he does owe me $80,000, I can't believe I fell for that," and he threw fireballs at Jeff, but not the crappy Mario fireballs, the awesome Street Fighter ones that are Hadoukens, and he said Hadouken whenever he threw one, but Jeff just blocked it with his arm and it felt like a punch from a middle school kid, because that's what happens in Street Fighter when you block a fireball. So he went back to the city he was originally in and went to the theater and called Margaret a bitch again and left and went to the casino and bet his dick on black, and it was black, but the casino said he was racist for betting on black, so the knocked got his money donated to him by default, because those are the rules thanks to the civil rights movement.